border of things. Devil. I've never seen anything like this. Multiple attacks without eating its prey.
Lions don't do that. At least no lion I've ever seen.
Shh. Go back to the calls.
Dad, please!
Shut up and
breathe more popcorn!
Shut up and
breathe more popcorn!
Waka waka, guys. What is up? Welcome back to another Extra Butter Feed Popcorn and Chill episode. It's your boy Nicho back at it to talk to you a little bit about 2022's Beast starring Idris Elba. Now, we heard a little bit of the trailer and that open. If you don't know anything about this movie, just know it ain't fucking bad. It's actually a pretty good fucking movie. Is it believable at the end? Take it with a grain of salt. But the film starts off as, and let me bring up some information, because you know me, I shoot from the motherfucking hip. And that hip is starting to hurt, y'all. That hip is starting to hurt really, really bad. So I'm going to bring up some information, mainly actors, characters, yada, yada, yada. So, where the fuck is the Wikipedia. So the film star, I want to say it's set in African wilderness, and I'd be right, because it's at, off the Wikipedia plot, we see Dr. Nate Samuels, played by Idris Elba, and his daughters Meredith and Nora arrive at the Mopani Reserve in South Africa for a vacation. You heard a little bit about, so they lost their mother. Again, I'm shooting from the hip. I don't know exactly the time, but it has brought a rift between him and I believe his oldest daughter. And it's sort of a rift. And so he wants to reconnect with them, so he takes them to this reserve where they meet up with his friend, Martin. It says Martin Battles. Anyways, that man is played by, let me bring up the cast. Martin. How do you say this motherfucker's name? Sharito Copley. The dude that was in District 9, he played, He was in the A-Team. He played that one crazy character. I can't think of his fucking name. I know you're probably screaming at your fucking cell phone or whatever. So he's in this movie. He plays his friend Martin. So Samuel, who's played by Idris Elba. Excuse me for a second. A little part. Excuse me. So they go down to this reserve. They're being shown around. Then they come into contact. Okay, well, first of all, they find these lions that Martin has raised when they were cubs, put back into the wild. And he still interacts with them a little bit, to the point where they recognize him and they kind of come and play with him. They don't attack him or nothing like that. He tells them a little bit about, you know, these lions and this pride are going to do what they can for this pride to protect it from basically stranger animals or, you know, outsider animals, whatever. They're going back, they're riding back, and they find a certain village, and it's just been destroyed. Like, everybody is basically, excuse me, is dead. Everybody's dead. And they also, it's starting to frighten them, but Martin is just like, we got to get back. We got to get the girls to safety, and we got to, you know, either call Ellen, call it. But they have fucking engine trouble. And then they run into there's a man on the side of the road who's, I guess, you would say, I guess, a survivor from the attack or whatever. He's fucked up. They try to doctor him. Martin goes and sees if he can, find, you know, the animal or whatever. He goes off. And he finds the animal. He finds a fucking lion. But the lion also finds Sam and his daughters and the injured man. The lion attacks them. They try to escape by taking the vehicle. And I guess it ran off the road. It ran off into not over a cliff, but close to a cliff. And the majority of the movie kind of stays with that area because they're trying to contact people on the radio. They're trying to get in contact with Martin, who has a radio. The lion is kind of smart, and it really uses Martin. It kept Martin alive to bait the other people, meaning Samuel and his kids. But he doesn't know that. You know, oh, hey, are you dead? He just knows that, okay, these motherfuckers are food. I'm going to use this motherfucker to bring this. A bucket of fries, basket of fries, and then I want that cheeseburger and that chicken sandwich to come out that motherfucking tuna can that they're in, hiding in, because I'm hungry. I want some of that shit. Looks delicious. Delicious.
You know, I'm a lion, and I'm the king of the motherfucking jungle, you know what I'm saying? I'm a king of the jungle, bitches. I'm gonna get mine. You got it. I want it.
So that's my lion impression. During the rest of the movie, he fights with this lion, and it's weird because he's narrowly escaping. The lion think, you know, motherfucker got claws, right? He's gonna reach. He's got some reach. He's not getting them. He gets them pretty good in certain spots, but. He survives. He's surviving. He's a doctor, so he can mend his wounds and stuff like that. There's a point in time where before all this stuff happens, Martin talks to them about these poachers, and that he's trying, and him and a few other people actually hunt these poachers, like just people that are poaching on these lions and everything. But it's not revealed until later that he's a known anti-poacher thing. Anyway, they're surviving, I guess, in a way, in their vehicle with little, you know, food and water. They managed to get Martin back, and they also managed to shoot off, to scare this lion off a little bit, and it's very on the edge of your seat, kind of. I guess thriller. It's you would think, like, some movies you think, oh, that's stupid. That's a stupid premise. Then you watch them and it's like, holy shit, this is actually really good. And I'm thinking the gun I'm thinking about is a tranquilizer gun. Sorry guys. Anyway, they had a tranquilizer gun. So they managed to get Martin back. Then, like I said about these poachers, they come up on the vehicle. And Sam was like, hey, you know, be careful. We've been attacked by a lion. You need money. I'll give you money. Whatever the fuck you want. We just help us get out of here. Let's just get away from this area because there's a lion. And then the fucking lion just comes out and over, roar, and starts fucking these other people up. Because, before that, they realize, I know this man. This is the anti-poacher man. This is, you know, the man that's killing my friends and whatever. So they fucking, when they're about to put their guns on them, like shoot them and fuck them all up, the lion comes out. You would think saves them, but it's just doing what lions do, man. Doing.
I won't fuck these motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying? They fuck with my cheeseburgers. But, hey, that's my cheese, chicken, and my Dr. Pepper. And y'all roll up, and y'all are like, I'm a fucking stuffed crust pizza. I'm gonna eat y'all motherfuckers too. That's just what lions do, yo. That's just what we do.
So they switch into vehicles. At this time, the fucking Martin. Oh, he sends the girls off, and because the blind has come back and attacking them, he manages to drive over this cliff, push or there's somehow the car finally tips over, and he's still alive, but he knows that the fuel is leaking and all this other shit. And oh wait, you know what? This motherfucker looks like he's a little bit wounded. He's like, fuck it. So he sacrifices himself, and thinking that he not only sacrifices himself but kills the lion, which he doesn't. But he's by adios. He did. Samuels manages to take his daughters on that other vehicle and make it back to, I believe it's like the preserve or the other village, part of the village or something. Or I'm trying to see here on the Wikipedia what it is. It looks like an abandoned schoolhouse. Okay, so they make their way to the abandoned schoolhouse. The lion somehow makes his... They not only drove in the middle of the night to find this nearby schoolhouse, the lion somehow fucking follows them there, because like not even a minute or two later when they get there and they're kind of like, okay, we'll take a breather, blah, blah, blah. The fucking lion shows up. It's like, what the fuck? Is this fucking robo-lion? Is this motherfucker a goddamn cop?
Yo, motherfucker, I put a tracking device on them bitches. I said, I know where you going. I know where you be. I'm about to fuck you up because I'm motherfucking hungry. Fuck y'all.
Man, can you stop doing that fucking shit, bro? You're fucking up the flow of the damn show. So anyway, so he's in a nearby schoolhouse. And he somehow, or he gets the lion to follow him to get away from the girls and get away from that area. He lures him into that area where they had those two friendly lions that were playing with Martin and all that shit. He brought them into that area, knowing, and this mother, and see, at this time of the movie, this ending of the movie, he's getting fucked up by this lion, and he still so fucking survives. Like he's got, you would think he's got motherfucker got deep cuts into like bodily organs and shit coming out of his fucking his guts or some shit. No, this motherfucker manages to survive enough to make it to the hospital at the end of the movie. But he lures the lion in, and the other two lions they fuck him up. And then the guy that was there, Martin's coworker, friend, whatever, he comes and he helps take them to the hospital and picks up the girls, because the next thing you know, we're in the hospital. And he's all bandaged up, and him and his girls reunite, and they talk about, what he did, which was luring that lion to get killed by the other lions and all this other shit. Long story short, this isn't actually a pretty good movie. It's on Peacock as of right now. So if you have a Peacock subscription, it's streaming there. And, it was actually better than I thought. I saw the trailer and I was like, this is stupid. And then the name Beast. So I was like, eh. But it was actually pretty good. I was surprised. It was on your edge kind of thriller. It was shot pretty cool. Should they make a sequel? Not really. I don't know. What are you going to do, like a whole Jaws thing? Like, oh, this lion remembers what I did to that lion. Oh, no. Beast in 3D. So go check it out. It's, like I said, streaming on Peacock. And, that's all I got on this one. Unless you want to hear a fucking lion again. Hey, lion, what are you up to?
I ain't doing shit, bro. I'm dead, motherfucker. I'm talking to you from beyond the grave. Yeah, this shit right here. It got me thinking about that one fucking show, about the Upside Down. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking crazy. Anyways, that's it, guys, for this episode of Popcorn and Chill. It's been cool. It's been nice. So nice, I said it twice. How do I shut this shit off? Okay. Hey, can you come back on the mic, bro? I'm done. I'm a dead lion. I'm dead. I'm in hell getting ass raped by Adolf Hitler. I'm done.
That's it, guys. follow me on all social media. First of all, if you want to find anything quick and easy, go to the Linktree. Linktree.whatever the fuck that is, slash Shut Up Popcorn. You're going to get links to the podcast feed. You're going to get links to Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitch. All the good stuff, all the bad stuff, everything you wanted and you didn't want. Also, shutuppopcorn.com. I need to update some of the stuff on their website soon, but it's still running, y'all. I might just take that motherfucker off completely and just use Linktree, because Linktree has been stepping up their game lately. As of right now, you can go listen to a Trailer Haters on the new Christmas Story movie coming out soon. And you can also hear a Popcorn and Chill review on House of the Dragons, the Game of Thrones prequel show that just wrapped up its first season. And what's on the edge? What's on the horizon? The main feed will be an episode of Popcorn and Chill review. No, it's not Popcorn and Chill. I think it's Popcorn 10, because I did see the movie and I did think it was pretty good as fuck. And Popcorn 10s are movies that I grew up watching that I really liked. And it's going to be on Full Metal Jacket in for this Friday's November 11th release, which is also Veterans Day. So first and foremost, I want to thank all the veterans out there for your service. And hopefully y'all have a blessed Friday, Veterans Day. And, you know, thank you, basically. And that's gonna end this show. This Popcorn and Chill. I'm saying it too many times. Popcorn, because I'm starting to smell popcorn. I think my chick just made a bag and she didn't even fucking tell me. That's fucking cold blooded. But thank you again for listening to this. If you listen to the full episode, I appreciate you like nobody's business. Y'all are what keep me going, throwing down these episodes, whether it's Popcorn and Chill, I mean, an extra butter feed episode or a main podcast feed episode. Just I appreciate y'all too, like for real. And like I said, go like, subscribe, hit up the link tree, find me on TikTok. You don't stop. I think I want to do another Popcorn and Chill review in the coming weeks on that Weird Al Yankovic movie that came out on the Roku channel. I've seen clips on it. It looks funny. It looks silly. It looks like what you would assume a Weird Al Yankovic biopic would be, a parody of other biopics, if you will, if you think about it. And that's awesome. That's funny. That's amusing to me. And that's all I got, guys. That's again, thank you so much for checking it out. Remember, I appreciate y'all. And nanu nanu. Peace.